Parshas Bamidbar, the Torah exhibits a rule that applies in many places in the Torah, and that is there isn't necessarily a chronological order to the Torah. The events recorded in the Torah are not necessarily chronological. It doesn't mean they're all out of order, but they can be out of order. If the Torah chooses to teach us a lesson, and the lesson is learned more effectively by recording the events not in their chronological order, then the Torah forgets about the chronological order and opts for teaching me the lesson in the best way. And therefore, one of the places we see that is very clear. It says in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Midbar Sinai be'echad l'chodesh hasheni b'shana hashenis l'tzeisam mi'aretz Mitzrayim." God spoke to Moshe on the first day of the second month of the second year from when they left Egypt. So the date is clear. But what happened in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar happened second year, second month, first day. In Parshas Noso, okay, we speak at the end of the Seder of Noso, okay, almost two Sedras into the Sefer, the Torah tells us what happened on the first day of the first month of the second year when they went out of Egypt, that the Mishkan was dedicated, and the Nesiim, the 12 heads of the tribes, brought their sacrifices, starting with Rosh Chodesh Nisan through the 12th of Nisan. So that happened on the first day of the first month of the second year, a month earlier than the events that are recorded in the beginning of the Sefer. So we see clearly the Torah told us the earlier events later and the later events earlier. But it's not just because the Torah doesn't care about chronology. It's because there must be a lesson why the Torah felt it necessary to do that. So I was thinking that maybe the lesson is the following. We have a rule, another rule. Sof maaseh v'machshava tchila. Sometimes, even though in chronological order, you need to do something first to reach a goal, but the goal is mentioned before the means, because the goal is the main thing. The main thing is not the means how you reach the goal, the main thing is the goal. So sof maaseh, even though the maaseh, the action, is recorded last, the machshava, the thought that preceded that action, the goal, in other words, what's the goal of this action, which was the original thought. The original thought is, what's the goal going to be? Now, how do we get there? So in actuality, you have to do the means before you can get to the goal. But what was conceived first? The goal. And then, now that we have a goal, we have means to reach it. Okay? So, therefore, sometimes the goal is put before the means, even though the goal doesn't come until after the means are done, because the goal was conceived before the means. Now, where do we find that? I'll give you an example. L'cha Dodi. The first stanza of L'cha Dodi is what? Shamar v'zachar v'dibur echad. Right? That's out of order. Because in the Torah, in Parshas Yisro, we have Zachar es Yom HaShabbos, and in Seder v'eschanan, we have Shamar es Yom HaShabbos. So which one appears in the Torah first? Zachar, and then Shamar. So why did Shlomo Alkavitz, when he wrote L'cha Dodi, put Shamar v'zachar in the wrong order? So what are you going to tell me? Because he wanted to put his name in the stanzas. And the first letter of his name was Shin, Shlomo. If he would have put Zachar v'shamar, it would have been Zlomo. Right? It wouldn't have worked out. That is not a good answer. I'll tell you why. Because he didn't have to sacrifice the order to get his name in there. Right? He could have written the following. I mean, I'm not a poet, but even I could think that the way of putting Shabbos, Zachar v'shamar v'dibur echad. Okay? Would have added one word. Right? He could have changed the words a little bit to keep up the tempo or the whatever it's called in poetry, and it would have still been very nice. So we could have started Shabbos Zachar v'shamar, have the Zachar v'shamar in the right order, and the Shin there also. So that's not a good answer. So why did he put it out of order? So what I think is the following. In the actual chronology of Shabbos itself, the Sfarim say that Friday night is the feminine aspect of Shabbos, which corresponds to Shmirah Shabbos, to observing the Shabbos, Shomer, the more negative side of Shabbos. That's also the feminine side. That's why Friday night in davening we say V'yanuchu V'ah. We refer to the Shabbos as feminine. But it also, the Shabbos Friday night is called Shabbos Kala, Bowie Chala. It's the Kala, it's the Malka, Shabbos Malka. Friday night is the feminine aspect of Shabbos, and it corresponds to the word Shomer. Shabbos morning is the Zohar aspect of Shabbos, the male aspect, and that corresponds to Zachor. Zachor and Zachor go together. Remembering and male. Same root, same idea. And therefore, on Shabbos morning in Shemoneh Esrei, we say the Yanuchu Vo Yisrael, referring to the Shabbos in the masculine. Mincha time, we get them together. And we say the Yanuchu Vom. We put the male and the female together, and we say, speak about them in the plural. Vom. The Yanuchu Vom Yisrael. In any case, so it comes out that in the chronology of the Shabbos day, the Shomer comes before the Zohar. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Akavitz is right. Shomer should come before Zohar. There's only one big problem now. Then why did the Torah say Zohar in Seder Yisro and Shomer in Seder Voschanim? If the order of every Shabbos is Shomer and then Zohar, night and day, then why in the Torah does the Zohar come before the Shomer? So here we have this rule, Sof Maaseh B'machshav Atchila. The goal of Shabbos is Zohar, is the idea that Shabbos is like the world to come or whatever. But in order to reach that goal, you have to first have Shomer, you have to observe the Shabbos. So the Shomer is the means to reach the goal, which is Zohar. But the Torah mentioned the goal first, and then the means. First it mentioned the Zohar, that's the goal. The means to get there is Shomer. And true, the Shomer has to come before the Zohar. But the thought of Zohar came before the thought of Shomer. So that's the idea of Sof Maaseh Machshav Atchila. Okay, now, we have two instances to speak about. One, the erection of the Mishkan, and the second, the counting of the Jewish people and placing them around the Mishkan. Now let's discuss which serves which. Which is the Iker and which is the Tefillah? What's the goal and what's the means? Is the goal the Mishkan and the Jewish people are the means to get a Mishkan? Or is the goal the Jewish people and the Mishkan as a means to be able to bring the Jewish people to their epitome, to their high point? Which would you say? Which is which? You could see that it could be either way. It could be that the Jewish people were created, were made to make a Mishkan. Right? And the Mishkan is the goal. Or the Mishkan was created as a means to bring out the holiness of the Jewish people. What does it say? Mikdash v'shachanti v'socham. Make me a Mikdash, and I will dwell amongst them. So where is God dwelling? Not in the Mishkan. He's dwelling amongst the Jewish people. So the whole purpose of the Mishkan is for the sake of the Jewish people. Even more than that, we know that according to some opinions, the whole Mishkan was built as a kapara, as an atonement for the sin of the golden calf. So what's serving what? The Mishkan serving the needs of the Jewish people, not vice versa. But you can make the mistake. If we would have put it in the order that first the Mishkan is erected, then the Jewish people are counted, and they're situated around the Mishkan, you would say, well, the Mishkan is the most important thing. That comes first. And then the Jews are the, the means for reaching that goal. Comes along the Torah and says, no. So, Maaseh Machshav Atchila. I'm going to tell you what my first thought was. My first thought was the Jewish people. Count them, show how important they are. The fact that they camp around the Mishkan is for their sake, not for the Mishkan's sake. So you need a Mishkan to bring out the holiness of the Jewish people. But what's the goal? The Jewish people. What's the means? The Mishkan. So, Sof Maaseh Machshav Atchila. First, tell me the goal. That's the Jewish people. First, count them. First, tell me that they were situated around the Mishkan, because that's the goal. And then tell me about the Mishkan, because that's only the means. With that, I was thinking, going even farther back, to Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer also teaches me this thing with a different shayla. We know the world was created for the sake of the Torah, and the world was created for the sake of the Jewish people. But between the Torah and the Jewish people, what's the main thing or what's the secondary thing? What's the means? What's the goal? Are the Jewish people the goal and the Torah is the means? How to bring out the best in the Jewish people? Or is the Torah the goal and the Jewish people serve the Torah? Which is it? So the truth is that it's the Torah that serves the Jewish people. By using the Torah, Klal Yisrael reach their pinnacle. They become the Am HaTorah. They become the nation of Torah. The Torah gives us the ability to become the ideal nation. But it's not that we serve the Torah serves us. God gave us the Torah to make us great. Gave us the Torah. And the proof for that is that the Torah can't exist without the Jewish people. The world was created for the sake of the Torah, for the sake of the Jewish people. And if the Jewish people didn't accept the Torah could not exist on its own. It could only exist if the Jewish people accepted it. And if the Jewish people didn't accept it, the world ceased to exist. So the Torah reaches its completion through us. So it's us that are the goal, not the Torah. therefore, what is the goal of the Jewish people, every individual and as a nation? Torah says in Tehillim, "Renos yomeinu kein hoda." What did God tell us? How to count our days. What does that mean? Make your days count. How to live life to its fullest spiritual advantage and to create from that eternity. That's called "Renos yomeinu," count your days. That's all that we really know about. What gives us the ability to count those days and really infuse them with holiness and eternity? The Torah. The Torah tells us how to fill our days and count them properly. Okay? But the goal of the Torah is that we should count our days. So therefore, before we receive the Torah, God said, I want you to know what the goal is. Count the days. That's the goal. The Torah that you'll get will enable you to count your days. But I want you to first count the days and then get the Torah, so you'll know that the goal is the counting of the days, and the Torah is only a means how to do it. Because always the goal comes before the means. So, sof ma'aseh machshava tchila, first have an idea of counting your days, to allude to l'nos yomeinu kein hoda, and then receive the Torah. So you'll know that you aren't created for the sake of the Torah, the Torah is created for the sake of you. And the purpose of the Torah is to be able to enable you to count your days.